What's up? How you doing, everybody? I appreciate you, man. This is another episode of Taz Be Thinking. And man, Taz Be Thinking, y'all. What I'm thinking about today is this. So, if we are aware that Satan is the known for duplication and copying, right? We are also aware that the things or the gifts that he claims to bless his people or his followers with are, first of all, not his creation because he cannot create. And two, a more not only perverse version, but actually a more strenuous version of the right way to do it, the holy way to do it. Now, the common example I like to use is that of a prophet and a psychic, right? What's the difference between the two, right? Between the task of the two, like what their ability is supposed to be, right? What is the difference? Really not. The difference is who they've chosen to root their gift into and who they've chosen to be their source to power them, right? Are they being powered by holy light or dark light? Because darkness is a version, again, a perverse, strained version of the original. So it is a light. It's just a perverted, strained version, right? Because the Bible says, if the light in your heart be darkness, how terrible the light must be. Or how terrible the darkness must be, right? But it says that the light in your heart be darkness. So it is a form of light, but when we're talking about these gifts, again, like between a prophet and a psychic, the difference is a psychic has usually chosen to put themselves first in their gift and believe that they're the creator of their gift and, you know, the futures that they see and all those things. And a prophet has rooted his gift back into God because he knows that's where it came from. That's the source that he chooses to plug into, the original source, right? So that's the difference between the two. But the one I want to talk about today is actually not the psychic. It's similar though, right? And maybe actually it is. Maybe it's the same thing. But the one I want to focus on today, or the term that I want to focus on today specifically, is the fortune teller, right? Because the fortune teller, this is why I say, let me say this first. Slow down, Steve. The fortune teller is doing a perverse, more strained version of what we are all supposed to do. I'm going to explain what that is in a little bit. Now, the reason why I said not only a perverted version, but a more strained, strenuous version, is because to act out of a depletable power source, you have to do a lot more things to create the power. It's like the difference in burning the car in not Expedition, what they used to have one that was larger than Expedition. Was it Escalade? No. Anyway, let's just say a really large SUV or an Astro van or something, right? They use regular gas for an Astro van, but think about the amount of gas it uses to power that vehicle as opposed to like a Ford Focus. You know what I'm saying? Chevy Dart or something like that. I think it's a Chevy Dart. Dodge Dart, I think. I think it's a Dodge Dart, actually. Anyway, the difference is, like, you can put the same fuel in there, but it's going to last much longer per mile in the smaller vehicle just because of how it is, right? But either way, you're going to have to refill. Once the gas is done, you're going to have to refill. Now, it may refill at the speed of the Focus, and it may refill at the speed of the Astro van. May need to be refueled at that rate. But no matter the rate, it's going to require something else to refuel it each time. And that's why in that world, it requires a lot of death, you know, bones, blood, things that have DNA attached to it. Like, it's a lot of stuff that has to power that, right? So all of these things that a person who claims to be a psychic has to get, they have to, you know, ask questions. This, I'm going to tell you guys something right now. This is the number one difference between a psychic and a prophet. If you hear this in church, because there's a lot of false prophets out there, and that there have been some that are exposed on the internet and everything. But I'm going to tell you, the easiest way to separate a prophet from a psychic is a prophet does not ask you any questions. He speaks to, or he or she, that the prophet speaks in statements. The prophet does not gather information from you, because they don't need to ask you anything. They have already been given the message. They're here to deliver the message. But the fortune teller and all, and the psychic, they have to ask, you know, is it someone in your family with the name starting with the letter T, or Tana, or, you know, they have to ask questions. And that's how you know that they're not pulling from a source that's actively feeding them. They're trying to force it, because a prophet just comes and said, hey, blah, 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 these are the things you need to know. They don't have to say, God told me to tell you, because once they get done talking, you will know that the only person who could have given that information to them was God himself, right? So, again, the fortune teller has to have different items, right? That has to have the crystal ball, different kinds of crystals, and has to be powered by different things, right? Because it's trying to power the body, and the body isn't meant to do that from its own power source. It's not supposed to create that kind of power source. So it's supposed to be a conduit for the power source that's given to us, which is the power that's given to us from God through the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. That's how we're supposed to receive it. We're supposed to receive it through his endless source. We're not supposed to try to create it on our own. That's why the strains happen to people who do that. You know, they end up, you know, they have that. That's their own experience. I'm not going to speak on them. I want my focus to be this. We are not supposed to be fortune tellers, but I'll tell you what we are supposed to be. This is the proper way, because the fortune teller is the perverted way, the more strained, strenuous version. I'm going to tell you what the real, simple, holy way is. We are supposed to be future speakers. What that means is, we are, our voices, the Bible tells us that life and death, that means beginning and end, is all within the power of the tongue. That does not mean when we choose to have that power is always attached to our words, always. So we are responsible for intentionally telling our future how we want it to look, and behaving in a way to let God know that we're just waiting for it to come to pass now. We're not worrying, did he hear us? We're not worrying, did you ignore me, Lord? Can you hear me? Are you still there? None of those things. We know he knows that we trust him by our behavior. And that's what it means when it says faith without works is dead. It doesn't mean you got to go out there and do. Because, okay, if you're going out there to make something happen, then how are you having faith in God to make it happen? Okay? So that can't be what it means. Now, if he gives instruction and says, hey, I need you to go do this in an exhibition of faith, then absolutely you follow instruction. But you don't ask him to solve a problem and then you go to find ways to solve the problem and think that's the work. That's not the work. We have to ask him on how to solve the problem and then follow up with what he gives us next. Whether he tells us to be still and allow him to figure it out, because that's what he told me to do. When the last time I said I was going to do something, the Holy Spirit simply said to me, okay, if you try to make a way, then how can I? And I stepped back. So sometimes the works is behaving as if the situation is already solved, not responding or reacting to the way the situation currently looks. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why we have to be future speakers and speak into our future and tell it how we want it to look. So when you have a meeting that you're about to get ready to go into with your boss, you speak out loud, this meeting will work for my good. I thank you, Lord, for me being able to learn in this, and I thank you for me having an opportunity to teach in this meeting. I thank you for prosperity before you walk in there, but it has to be activated with your voice. That's the trigger to the gun. Okay, that's the activator to your weapon. Your weapon is your voice. Say it out loud. This is the year to say it out loud. I've been telling you guys since the beginning of this year, this is the year to say it out loud. You have to be a future speaker, not a fortune teller. You don't have to gather any bones. You don't have to gather any things, any crystals. You don't have to gather anything to be charged. And I'm not knocking. Well, no, I am knocking those things because they're taking people away from God. I am knocking those things. Because as long as you're relying on those things to feel your own power, then you're not relying on the power of God, okay? The Bible clearly says, suffer not that a witch would live, okay? Suffer not that a witch would live. That's what it says to us about witchcraft and the people who participate in it. So I am against it. I am knocking it. We can't be nice with them no more, man. We can't. Hallelujah, Jesus. I appreciate you, Holy Spirit, for your divine protection. I appreciate you for the peace beyond all understanding. And I thank you for giving me the ability to learn in every situation. And I thank you for every situation that I'm a part of working out for my advantage. I ask that you show me what my advantage is in my current situations, Lord. I thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is how we have to speak out loud. We have to cover ourselves and say the things that we want to say clearly. We have to say them out loud, okay? Like, I'm not doing these things to sound, I'm not saying that prayer to sound good. I'm saying it because I mean it, right? We have to be future speakers and speak into our future so it will look the way we want it to look and have that rooted in what does God want for me. That is the difference between being a future speaker and a fortune teller. Which one do you want to be? This has been another episode of Taz Be Thinking and Taz Be Thinking, man. If you have found any value in anything you've heard, I simply ask that you like, leave a comment, and share this with someone that you believe will also find value, and also subscribe, man, so you can get some more of this this information if you find value in it, you know. Again, and you know, these are all free things, right? All of those things are free, but they do help the algorithms for me. It helps me able to be heard by more people when you interact with it, and that allows more people to hear this message, and that's the most important thing. So I appreciate you guys for your support. Like I said, this has been another episode of Taz Be Thinking, because Taz Be Thinking, I love you. I appreciate you. Namale at you.